Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called A Healthy Menu is in the Eye of the Beholder. Healthy eating has clearly become a priority for most Americans. According to the National Restaurant Association, 73% of consumers say they now try to choose healthful items when they go out to eat. But what exactly constitutes healthy food? Sure, there may be nutritional and scientific definitions, and recently enacted menu labeling regulations seem to have designated calorie totals as the bellwether for health. But ask 10 people to explain what they consider to be healthy food, and you're likely to get 10 different answers. That's because health means different things to different people, and that variation is actually good news for restaurateurs. Because different consumers define healthy food in different ways, there are a range of opportunities for restaurants to improve the health perceptions of their offerings. Brands don't have to limit themselves to competing in an area where other chains might already have an advantage. The most common healthy angle for brands is low-fat and/or low-calorie. Applebee's has its under 550-calorie menu, and Taco Bell's drive-thru diet menu features 7 items with less than 9 grams of fat. Some companies stand out because the entire concept centers on a low claim. Energy Kitchen, the New York-based chain of 11 stores selling burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, bills itself as having a menu where nothing is more than 500 calories. But there are plenty of other healthy approaches which resonate with consumers. Subway, which many consumers credit for having healthier options than most fast feeders, emphasizes the freshness of its products. The chain's setup, which allows customers to watch employees make the products for them, appeals to people who equate health with freshly prepared products made from fresh ingredients. Its Fresh Fit Menu moniker reinforces the healthy perception it wants to create through freshness. Natural and sustainable is what gives Chipotle a healthy halo. Food with integrity is the way it talks about its commitment to sustainably raised food, meat, and milk from animals raised without antibiotics or added hormones, and organic and local produce. Its website makes its point of view on health clear. Quote, "It's very important to consume only as many calories as is recommended in a day, but foods that are unprocessed and untampered with, like at Chipotle, are more filling and nutritious than the synthetic foods you might find at other restaurants." Because of this approach, some consumers perceive a 1,000-plus calorie burrito is a healthy option. Chick-fil-A enjoys a similar advantage through the simplicity of its products and menu. Its classic chicken sandwich is comprised of 3 ingredients, a chicken fillet, dill pickle chips, and a bun. This bare-bones approach appeals to people who perceive simpler ingredients and simpler builds to be more pure and natural, and therefore healthier. The approach has become more popular thanks to efforts like Frito-Lay's Power of 3 campaign, which asks, "Did you know how many of your favorite snacks are made with just 3 simple ingredients?" And then there's the wholesome angle, which Panera Bread uses to create a perception of health. From its website that declares we are bakers of bread, to the layout of its restaurants, which emphasizes its bakery offerings, to its hot bread cheer, its crew exclaims when pulling bread from the oven, Panera promotes itself primarily as a bakery. That, combined with ingredients that seem higher quality and more special, gives the brand a wholesome feel. And wholesomeness translates into healthy perceptions for many because it seems closer to homemade. Vegetarian, grilled, liquid, meaning soups and smoothies, and salads are other approaches that communicate health to certain consumers. There are really so many ways to position a restaurant as healthy. So despite what so-called experts say and what the government requires, health really is in the eye of the beholder. The key is to identify what resonates with a particular target audience. When unique consumer need is met by unique restaurant capability, the result is a winning brand concept. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.